Export Finance Today from Standard Chartered.
Hello and welcome to Export Finance Today, the podcast from Standard Chartered about export finance and its impact on economies and society. I'm your host, Chloe Tilley, and every episode we're joined by expert guests for their specialist insight into our theme. This time we're looking at the modernisation of the OECD arrangement on officially supported export credits. Well, joining me is Pekka Karkovaara, who is Vice President for International Relations at Finnvera, that is the official export credit agency of Finland, and importantly, recent past chairman of the OECD Export Credit Forum. Hi there, Pekka.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. And I have to say a big welcome back as well to Yoshi Ichikawa, who is Head of Europe Structured Export Finance at Standard Chartered. Hello again, Yoshi.
Hello, Chloe.
Good to have you both with us. Now, the OECD's member countries span the globe. The purpose of the arrangement on officially supported export credits is to create a level playing field for exporters. Pekka, you've chaired OECD working parties. Why is there a need for modernization of the arrangement?
We were looking at the OECD arrangement and its relevance today, and we have noticed that, you know, markets have developed. Financial flows have increased outside the arrangement rules. We needed some rules and regulation for the climate issues to promote climate or green transactions. And totally, there are some areas of business that required longer repayment terms. And I pick up on particularly the infrastructure projects or transactions in developing countries that really required, let's say, a longer repayment term in order to be carried out.
Yoshi, you represent the banking community. You interact with exporters and borrowers. How is your industry seeing these changes?
I would say quite positively. We got a clear message from OECD countries that their strong will to push various sectors which contribute to a decarbonization and an energy transition agenda. So it is now possible to offer a long repayment period to sovereign borrowers, which align with the current world. Discount to the ECA premium for long tenor will also keep the ECA financing as an important financing solution to the project sponsors and in the borrowers. So these are all welcome factors.
Well, let's look at some of the changes. The standard maximum repayment term has been extended from 10 to 15 years. Pekka, I wonder if you can explain why and what effect this will have.
Yes, absolutely. I already mentioned that some of the transactions, they require actually longer repayment terms that were allowed previously, mainly the 10 years. There are lots of infrastructure transactions in the, let's say, developing countries, particularly perhaps in sub-Saharan Africa. And the, you know, repayment period, it really requires more than 10 years. So 15 years is also a sort of a maximum repayment term that is now allowed under the arrangement. But it also becomes the arrangement terms like an equal level with other public financiers, I should say, particularly the DFIs, Development Financial Institutions, as well as the MDBs, the Multilateral Development Banks. So the ECAs that are providing the new terms, they are on the same level and able to provide the same terms and conditions as the other financiers in the market. And this is a real upgrade, should I put it this way, of the arrangement.
Yoshi, under climate change sector understanding, there's new project classifications from renewable energy to water to battery production. That's just listing a few of them. How do you think the market will be reshaped?
The significance of this new climate change sector understanding is to allow much, much longer repayment period, up to 22 years. And when I say repayment period, it excludes construction or project construction period, availability period. So it could be much longer than 22 years. A four-year construction and the repayment years of 22 brings us to 26 years, for instance. It's a very long financing period. EV battery manufacturing projects, for instance, were eligible for standard repayment period, meaning 10 years and then 14 years for the project finance in the previous OECD arrangement agreement. Now it's up to 22 years. So you see that it's a clear guidance from OECD governments and policies to push these sectors, which is very important to the decarbonization energy transition agenda. I think the banking market will gradually and eventually get themselves comfortable with such long tenure. We were joking in the bank that the fresh graduate coming to work on these transactions with ultra long tenure, and then closer to the retirement age, they're seeing the financing to be finally maturing. So the banking market will gradually and eventually get themselves comfortable.
And Pekka, what's happening to premiums charged by the ECA for providing finance guarantees?
When we have the longer tenors, the premia will be also higher. You know, premia is a function of risk and tenor, basically. Then again, it was looked at whether the long tenors and the increased premia will become, let's say, too expensive in a way. And it was, we took the decision to actually, to let's say, lower the curve in a way that the longer tenors will have slightly lower premia also. But then again, if we look at that, many ECAs, they charge the premia in upfront before the actual repayment time will begin. And some ECAs, however, they translate the upfront premia to per annum premia, and then the premia is quite in a different situation and looks more, let's say, normal, if you will. But the upfront premia, as is charged by some of the ECAs, looks like it's very sort of a high figure, should I put it this way. But at the same time, there is some optical illusion is there that is could be relatively normal premia in a way. But at the same time, as I mentioned, we have lowered the premia levels in the longer tenors.
Yoshi, what does the new arrangement imply about transactions in non-emerging markets?
The new OECD arrangement made ECA financing solutions more relevant, and then relevant also in non-emerging markets. In the previous OECD arrangement, the corporate lending was capped at an 8.5 years maximum repayment. And in the project finance, even it's up to 14 years repayment. These are, as I mentioned before, in 15 years and, you know, in the, some sectors, in the climate change sectors, 22 years, as discussed already. Also, ECA support was capped at the 50% of senior debts in the project financing in the high-income OECD countries. This restriction is also gone. So we are seeing already the growing volume of ECA financing happening in non-emerging markets, in particular in the renewable energy, transition energy sector. So it is clearly positive, and it's a positive, relevant impact on the non-emerging markets as well.
Finally, as we've heard, the modernisation will have significant impact on export credits. Pekka, how challenging was it for you as chairman to manage the discussions and also achieve an agreement?
Well, it took some time, and I can tell you that these negotiations, since they were about the full modernization of the arrangement, they did take some time, maybe 3 or 4 years, which then again, I think it was very well used time. I would have to have a trust between the negotiators and the other negotiators as well. And it takes, you know, of having frank discussions, sometimes not in the plenaries, not in the formal meetings, but rather the informal meetings, and understanding each participant's or negotiator's position. And once we have had the technical discussions over, and we will find a sort of a landing zone where I could find the actual compromise. And I always say that if everybody is equally dissatisfied of the result, but they can still live with the result, then I think it's been a good negotiation. And I think this is something that we have been able to achieve. But I think it takes, of course, a group effort, and it takes an understanding and trust between the negotiators.
Yoshi, a final thought from you?
Yeah, I worked as a part of the OECD Export Credit Secretariat for 3 years, a long time ago. And from that experience, limited experience though, I can only imagine how complex the negotiation of this modernization was. So I wholeheartedly want to congratulate Pekka and then the OECD countries and negotiators for this excellent achievement.
Well, listen, thank you both so much for joining us. That's it from this podcast. Such an insightful, helpful conversation explaining the latest OECD ECA rules. Pekka, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. And Yoshi, thank you too.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Well, do join us again soon when we'll continue to look at export finance and its impact on economies and society. And please do subscribe to this series so you won't miss an episode. From me, Chloe Tilley, from Pekka Karkavirta, and from Yoshi Ichikawa, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Export Finance Today. Back soon.